Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is From the Character of the People of Paradise. Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah, who has commanded us to embody goodly character, and who has made this the means by which we can journey onwards towards Jannah, Paradise. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except you, O Allah, the uniquely one, who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Sayyid, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him, and upon his family, his companions, and whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd. I advise you, slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah says, Ya ayyuha allatheena amanu taqullah wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad wattaqullah innallaha khabirun bima ta'malun. O you who have believed, have taqwa of Allah, and let every soul look to what it has put forth for tomorrow, and have taqwa of Allah. Indeed, Allah is acquainted with what you do. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is reported to have said, Ahlul jannati thalatha, that the people of paradise are three. Wa minhum, and amongst them he mentioned, Wa afifun muta'affifun, a contented man who refrains from what is unlawful. So brothers and sisters, this act of contentment with the halal and a sense of refraining or abstinence from the haram is a path by which one journeys onwards towards Jannah or paradise. This is because the very ability to forbid the soul from its lustful, ephemeral desires allows for that soul to benefit from that which is permissible and to abstain from that which is impermissible. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. But as for he who feared the station of his Lord and prevented the soul from its unlawful inclinations, then indeed paradise will be his refuge. Brothers and sisters, about the importance of such an ability of self-control and abstention, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to supplicate and seek this very thing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he would say, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda wa-tuqa wal-afafa wal-ghina. O Allah, I seek you for guidance, for piety, for self-control and self-sufficiency. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, commanded us to embody, brothers and sisters, such self-control, such abstinence. And he enjoined and exhorted us to strive to attain it. And so we find that when Heraclius asked Abu Sufyan about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Heraclius said, what does he command you towards? And Abu Sufyan, who was not yet a Muslim at that time, responded by saying to Heraclius, he commands us to pray, to tell the truth, to have this sense of self-control, and to uphold the ties of kinship. So brothers and sisters, abstinence and self-control is a religious obligation. And in fact, it is a moral principle and represents the type of behavior that enables for strong societies and civilizations to be built. For it is through this ability that human beings can seek that which is beneficial, that they can resolve the difficulties and problems that they have in their societies, and that they can enable the preservation of virtue in their communities and for it to spread. And so all of this comes back to the ability of the believer being able to control himself and being able to restrain himself from that which is not in his benefit. And this is why it's very important that we seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this. For amongst the most important ways by which we can refrain ourselves and be in the state of abstinence is that we do not engage in the haram when it comes to our monetary affairs, when it comes to wealth. And we seek not the wealth of others if it entails a type of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَمَنْ يَسْتَعْفِفْ يُؤَفَّهُ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ يَسْتَغْنِي يُغْنِيهُ اللَّهُ. He said, whoever abstains from seeking the wealth of others, Allah will provide for him. And whoever is self-sufficient, Allah will free him from need from all besides. So brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised a group of the Sahaba with regards to their self-sufficiency and they're not seeking help from others. And about such a type of people or person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَحْسَبُهُمُ الْجَاهِلُ أَغْنِيَاءَ مِنَ التَّعَفُّفُ. He said an ignorant person would think that they are self-sufficient because of the restraint. But if you know them by their characteristic signs, then you would know that they do not ask people persistently or at all. And so, from such restraint and abstention is also the ability to return the rights of people to whom they belong, and to return the amana, the trust to the people. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَرْبَعٌ إِذَا كُنَّ فِيكَ فَلَا عَلَيْكَ مَا فَاتَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. He said, there are four attributes. If they are with you, then you would not worry about what you missed with regards to the dunya of the world. And then he said, they are hifdhu amanatin, the fulfilling of trusts, wa sidqu hadithin, and truthfulness in speech, wa husnu khaliqatin, and goodly character, wa iffatun fi tu'ma, and restraint when it comes to food. And the scholars tell us that what is meant by restraint when it comes to food is the ability to suffice ourselves with that which is halal and tayyib, halal and pure, over that which is haram and impure. In similar regards to the ability to exercise restraint, a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, O Prophet of Allah, teach me an action which will enable me to enter paradise. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded by saying, كُفَّ لِسَانَكَ إِلَّا مِنَ الْخَيْرِ. Restrain your tongue from everything except that which is good. So brothers and sisters, now we can see the ability for us to refrain our tongue from the haram and not speak anything but good is the very means by which we can enter into paradise. And so such a person distances himself from uttering that which offends standards of modesty and decency. And most importantly, he doesn't engage in lies and doesn't engage in mentioning people in that which they dislike to be mentioned, which is called ghiba or backbiting, or which that which is false about them, which is called namima or talebearing. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, Al-Muslimu man salima an-nasu min lisanihi wa yadihi. The Muslim is the one from whose tongue and hand the people are safe. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He help instill this noble attribute of abstention, of the ability to refrain from that which is harmful in ourselves and in our children, and that He habituate our characters towards this. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you, so seek His forgiveness, for indeed He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.